You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu, in for Beth Ruyak. The Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra will present the final concert of its 23rd season this coming weekend. It's titled Light and Fire. The concert will include performances of choral works by contemporary composer Dan Forest and choral and orchestral works by Felix Mendelssohn. Forest's piece, titled Lux, The Dawn from On High, is a West Coast premiere. Founding conductor Donald Kendrick is in the studio with me to preview the concert on May 4th. Dr. Kendrick, welcome to Insight.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And you know, we're approaching May 1st, and May 1st is in Europe and also in Canada, the celebration of the arrival of spring in a holiday called Valpurgis Night. And that's the piece that we're going to feature on this second half of the program. Mendelssohn, it's called Die erste Walpurgisnacht.
It's timely.
I know. So it's 4 days after, 3 days after Walpurgisnacht actually takes place in Europe. And this is a celebration where witches and devils danced on the mountains in Germany getting ready for the spring and celebrating the arrival of May and the nice weather.
I understand that some of the music being performed this weekend, including this piece, has not been performed in Sacramento before. And that's surprising, in particular to hear about Mendelssohn, who's such a legendary composer.
Well, that's just the thing. I've been conducting for decades and decades, and I've conducted pretty well every choral piece I've ever wanted. But I've never ever conducted this piece, or any of these pieces on this program are they're all brand new, including Fingal's Cave Overture of Mendelssohn to start the show with. But I've had the score for the first Walpurgisnacht, or the erste Walpurgisnacht, for about 7 years, but I've never conducted this. And also Dan Forest's beautiful premiere. It's a West Coast premiere that we're giving of Dan Forest's piece. So everything on this program is brand new music for us.
Wonderful. Let's take a listen to one clip. This is part of Mendelssohn's Walpurgisnacht. Don Kendrick, I just got goosebumps.
This is more fun than Harry Potter.
Well, the concert is titled Light and Fire, and that has to be the fire part.
That's the fire part. This is where a group of druids who were banned from celebrating May Day, they said, no, you can't celebrate your May Day. So they contrived to scare off their deeply suspicious and superstitious Christian occupiers by throwing a masquerade in which they dress as devils and demons and the like, and the ruse succeeds. The oppressors temporarily flee, and the poem ends with the druids singing alone this great sort of hymn of praise as they enjoy the summer sun.
Yeah, it sounds like a celebration.
It is a celebration.
So if that's the fire part, then Lux is the light part. It's Latin for light. Tell us about Dan Forest's piece.
So this is one of the latest pieces. He's just composed it last year on the East Coast, and it was inspired by the light coming through the windows of Rheims Cathedral. And the texts are coming from ancient writings of Gregorian chant, and right up to some scripture, and then some contemporary love poems too. And it's put together in five movements, and basically it tracks the rising of the sun to the highest point in the sky, and then the descent of the sun. So the Lux, the dawn from on high, celebrates both the light going into heaven and then coming down from heaven as the dawn from on high itself, in all five movements. And you really get the sense of each of the five movements is so different and unique by itself. It's about 35-minute piece, but really touching and beautiful music, and then some very energetic music that sounds a little bit like Carmina Burana.
Nice. Let's take a listen to one of those movements. This is part of Movement 2 of Lux by contemporary composer Dan Forest.
Oh, You're.
It
is really inspiring music. It's very evocative. It's emotional.
Some of the music offers the promise of future light, and also the hope of dawn is repeatedly heard in these texts that are evoked by the music itself.
It's music that will be performed for the first time ever in Sacramento this Saturday in the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra's final concert of its 23rd season, titled Light and Fire. And I'm talking this morning with founding conductor Donald Kendrick. Don, this concert is being dedicated to something special. The Choral Society and Orchestra performed at the Notre Dame in Paris in 2015, the cathedral that tragically was badly damaged by fire earlier this month. And Saturday's concert is dedicated to the Notre Dame. What inspired the dedication?
Well, we were so moved by our performance in Notre Dame, and it's very difficult to get into that building to perform. And we had to go through a great audition process and a lot of stuff behind the scenes. So we took, a couple, 120 people or so over there, and we were so moved by the performance and singing at the high mass also that we just felt that we just wanted to do something to help make us feel better about what had happened. So we wanted to dedicate this concert to those victims and to that horrible fire, in Notre Dame, that was just really sad.
Can you think of a few words to describe what that experience was like to perform there?
It was unspeakable. We walked in, we were led from the crypt in the basement, which was a huge, almost another church in the lower level, and somewhere, a place where a lot of people wouldn't get to see. We were brought up into the main part of the cathedral, and we walked out for the first time, and we looked into the vast domain of this cathedral, and we just could not speak. We were absolutely dumbfounded. It was so moving and so inspiring for us. So, yeah. So we're going to dedicate this concert, and you can get tickets at the box office at 916-808-5181. But also, we have some wonderful soloists who are going to be joining us for this concert, too. So we have the winner of the Metropolitan Opera Auditions, Carlos Santelli, and Matt Hanscom, and also Oksana Snitska. So there'll be a wonderful concert for us.
Yes, wonderful. And the event is also a CD release party, and you can learn more at our website, capradio.org/insight, where we have links and ticket information. Conductor Donald Kendrick, thanks for being with us, and best wishes for a great performance Saturday.
My pleasure. Thank you, Pamela.
That is Insight for today. I'm Pamela Wu. Insight is produced by Bert Johnson, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer is Antonio Muniz. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington, and Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We are back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.